I have a confession to make. I'm a Mac user. No, wait, that's not the thing I'm confessing about. If you know me, then you pretty much know that I'm a Mac user. I kind of wear my emotions on the outside when it comes to Mac. Anyway, on my Mac, I have installed Windows. It used to be something that people used to go to specialist bars, you know, to enjoy, but lately, a lot of people are doing it, and ever since the Mac had moved to the Intel platform, running the same chips as the PC counterparts. And so, yeah, we install Windows on the Mac. And for me, it's a single number one reason to play games. Now, one of the things that a Mac person will tell you very, very quietly is that Macs are
terrible at games.
And it's not because of the hardware. The hardware is superb and the screens are superb, etc. It's just, it's always been that ratio, 5%, 6%, 7% of the users use Mac, and so therefore, why bother, making a game? Well, if you've looked at the statistics lately, Mac have really been selling a hell of a lot of units, and in fact, in the home consumer area, it's getting up to about 30%. Now, what I mean home, non-businesses and, computers in the home. Now, something critical that's happened this week, which is pretty much hopefully will mean the end of the Windows days, is that Steam has been released on the Mac. Now, if you don't know what Steam is a way of buying computer games and downloading them directly. Now, the only way to truly benefit this is if you were to buy a game from, say, EB Games, and then lose the CD or the DVD, and then go back to EB Games and say, can I please have another one for free? Go on, give it a try, and see what'll happen. I'm sure the prepubescent person will look at you and go, I'll need to refer this to my manager, which is a nice way of saying you're going to be told to get out of the store. Steam allows you to buy the game, you download the game, and usually it's around 60% of the price of what you'd pay in the store, and then you download it and you install it. If you lose your copy, for whatever reason, you download it again. And again, and again, and again. Now, I've played like TF2, Team Fortress 2, and a whole bunch of other games, and I would have installed it literally 5 or 6 times for various reasons. It doesn't matter. You go back, you grab it, it doesn't cost you a cent extra besides what you originally paid for the game, and you can download it again. Now, they're releasing a client for the Mac. What's interesting is that they've said that if you buy for the PC version or have bought for the PC version, it will be free to download again on the Mac version. I really can't tell you how exciting this is. Having to reboot the damn machine just to play a game and then, reboot again and get back into the Mac has always been a really, really annoying feature. Now, with Steam, they give you, of course, more than just the games. It's actually the ability to have friends, add friends, use the chat, voice chat, etc. And I guess this could be construed as a negative, especially if you want to get some actual work done, is that whilst you're playing, it can say that, for instance, my mate Adam, he's now playing America's Army 3. And you start twitching your thumbs and your mouse button and thought, he could use a hand. I'll just minimise this and jump into America's Army 3. And about 4 hours later, it's 1 a.m. and yeah, your work's not done, but at least you had a bunch of hours where you're entertained. That couldn't happen because normally when you're leaving the Mac to boot into Windows, it would be a conscious effort of wanting to start to play the game. So now, it's actually on, the Steam account is on Mac itself, which I think is a big thing, because I've just ranted about it for the past 4 minutes. Okay, now to wrap up, I'm just going to give you a bit of a quick tip on how to take a bunch of folders in the Mac world and make them work well for you. At my work, I have a bunch of folders that are in a group share, a group drive. They mean nothing to me, only about 5 or 6 mean anything to me. What you do is you actually right-click on the folders and you give them a colour label. Any colour will do. And then up at the Finder preferences, you actually do sort by label. And what will happen is when you sort by label, it'll actually put all the folders that mean anything to you right at the top. And all the other folders that mean nothing are now at the bottom, and who gives a damn about them? So, that's been it. Steam on the Mac and the coloured folders, absolutely fantastic. Hi, Mum. And, I'll talk to you soon.